Mrs. White's oral presentations. In her frequent public addresses in Europe and in other places, she was impelled to speak by the direct agency of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes she spoke in reproof. For example, she warned her listeners at the Third European Council in Basel of the peril in failing to heed the admonitions of his Spirit. Later in 1890, she wrote in a general statement, "Before I stand on my feet, I have no thought of speaking as plainly as I do. But the Spirit of God rests upon me with power, and I cannot but speak the words given me. I dare not withhold one word of the testimony. I speak the words given me by a power higher than human power, and I cannot, if I would, recall one sentence. In the night season, the Lord gives me instruction in symbols, and then explains their meaning. He gives me the word, and I dare not refuse to give it to the people. The love of Christ, and, I venture to add, the love of souls, constrains me, and I cannot hold my peace." Ellen G. White. Again, Ellen White wrote regarding divine guidance when she was called upon to address the people. "I am never left alone when I stand before the people with a message. When before the people there seems to be presented before me the most precious things of the gospel, and I participate in the gospel message and feed upon the word as much as any of the hearers. The sermons do me good, for I have new representations every time I open my lips to speak to the people. I can never doubt my mission, for I am a participant in the privileges and am nourished and vivified, knowing that I am called unto the grace of Christ. Every time I set forth the truth to the people, and call their attention to eternal life which Christ has made possible for us to obtain, I am as much benefited as they, with most gracious discoveries of the grace and love and the power of God in behalf of His people, in justification and reconciliation with God.